Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA, a democratic, member-driven union of flight attendants for flight attendants. Today is Tuesday, June 4th, 2013, and this is Maria Albajanas, Chicago Council 8 volunteer, reporting. On Monday, June 3rd, One Stop became operational at Chicago's Terminal 5. One Stop is an expedited international arrivals process available to employees, crew, and passengers who have no checked bags and no items to declare at the inspection points. Of the 14,500 people who arrive at Terminal 5 daily, about 10% will be eligible to use One Stop. This follows the successful launch of One Stop in Houston. Customs and Border Patrol will operate One Stop between 1 p.m. and 7 p.m. daily at Chicago's Terminal 5. The dedicated crew lane will continue to operate as an option for crew members. The A350, a largely composite Airbus aircraft, reached an important milestone on Saturday, June 1st. For the first time, the aircraft powered up its Rolls-Royce Trent XWB engines. This is one of the last ground tests preceding its maiden flight. The A350 is expected to make that flight this summer, possibly in June, in time for the Paris Air Show at Le Bourget. United has firm orders for 25 three-class A350-900s with options for another 25. The A350-900 version is an ultra-long-range aircraft similar in size to the Boeing 777-200, which will be assigned to the subsidiary United operation and is expected to use 25% less fuel. Globally, 616 orders for the aircraft have been placed by 34 airlines. The task of passing out arrival documents on flights into the United States has just become much simpler. The automation of the I-94 form means that passengers no longer need to complete a paper I-94. On some two-class 767 aircraft, the pursers will need to make an announcement about this change in procedure due to the arrival video on those planes having not been updated. If this announcement is required, it will be printed on the in-flight final report. There is one notable exception to this change. If you are working a flight to Guam, passengers traveling under the terms of the Guam CNMI Visa Waiver Program must continue to complete a paper I-94 as well as an I-736. RMEC Reserve and Contract Interpretation Committees are engaged in the necessary work to advance the rollout of the Reserve Preferencing System provided for based on the letter of agreement on page 310 of the contract. Initial training of the union leadership and testing of the program are ongoing. The response from those who have been trained on the user interface has been overwhelmingly positive. The RPS will be available as soon as the program testing is complete and is proven to be fully functional and reliable, consistent with the terms of the letter of agreement. The frequency with which the company has been issuing revisions and bulletins to our flight attendant operations manual in recent months is quite different than that to which we may be accustomed. We hear and understand your concerns with the larger size of the revisions and bulletins and the challenges associated with managing them. Pages that stick together combined with the mix of single and folded out pages increase the challenge. If you have questions regarding your FA loan compliance, it's important to remember that while you are in the domicile, you can ask a supervisor to assist you with having your manual checked. During these in-domicile checks, the focus is about assisting you in ensuring your FALM is always up to date. We encourage you to take advantage of this opportunity if you have questions or concerns. AFA has worked with United to negotiate numerous reciprocal cabin seat agreements for the benefit of our membership. This program has helped give commuting flight attendants additional alternatives in order to be able to commute to work. With that being said, as announced last week, effective June 3, 2013, the reciprocal cabin seat agreement with Delta Airlines will be expanded to include travel on all Delta Connections operated flights within the 50 contiguous United States and the Caribbean, San Juan, St. Thomas, and St. Croix. The current Delta Connection carriers that will be included in this new agreement: ExpressJet, Chautauqua, Compass, GoJet, Mesaba, Pinnacle, Shuttle America, SkyWest. All current procedures remain in effect without change. As additional details become available, we will update our website. Over the past several weeks, we've published a number of articles regarding uniform alterations. As we approach the June 25th cutover date for the new uniform, we want to eliminate any confusion about the alterations process that may be used. Section 16G of our contract provides that the company shall bear the cost of all alterations required to properly fit a flight attendant in a new uniform or resulting from a company-required style change in the uniform. Further, the cost of alterations required by the company or resultant from defects in material shall be borne by the company. These alterations can be accomplished in one of two ways, either by use of the established voucher system at a company-approved tailor or at a tailor of your choice through a reimbursement process. The cost of accomplishing these alterations is limited to a set amount, which is in line with the voucher value established for the applicable uniform items. In both cases, the voucher or reimbursement amount are intended to compensate the tailor for making the alterations necessary to properly fit the uniform based on the company's standard. We continue to receive calls in our office reporting that some tailors have indicated that they will not be able to complete the alterations by the June 25th date. Others indicate that the cost for the alterations will exceed the value of the company-issued voucher. If you encounter a situation where any of the company's approved tailor advises you that the voucher is not of a sufficient value to cover the cost of the required alterations, politely ask the tailor to contact Cintas Customer Service for the necessary approval to complete the work. If the tailor is unable to resolve the issue with Cintas Customer Service, you should contact your domicile uniform coordinator or supervisor for additional assistance in getting the required alterations completed at the company expense. If you elect to use a tailor who is not on the approved list of tailors and the cost to complete the required alteration exceeds the established maximums per item, you should contact your domicile uniform coordinator before authorizing any alterations or incurring any expense. For those of you who have uniform items on back order, we understand the announcement of the cutover date has created a level of anxiety and concern. As a means of providing reassurance, we are recommending to those who are still waiting for core uniform items that you call Cintas to ensure that your back order is still in process and hasn't fallen through the cracks. Management continues to assure us that they have a list of those who are missing core uniform items and have made a commitment that everyone will have something to wear on the cutover date. As an additional step, and while not required, we encourage you to notify your domicile supervisor by email of the steps you've taken and following up with Cintas on the backordered items you have not yet received. If you have additional concerns, contact your local council office for assistance. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling. Remember, one airline, one contract, building our future together.